You are listening to CKUT broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at CKUT.ca. I'm Jules Bijal. Around 100 people gathered outside Mark Miller's office in Montreal on Tuesday to demand open work permits for victims of an illegal scheme targeting foreign workers. These workers made headlines last month when the Immigrant Worker Center filed a lawsuit on their behalf against the immigrant worker agency Tresor and the airline catering supplier New Rest. That lawsuit alleges that a pandemic measure allowing visitor visa holders to apply for work permits was exploited, leaving hundreds of foreign workers in poor conditions without documentation, and sometimes without pay. In September, Immigration, Refugee and Citizenship Canada, also known as IRCC, promised to fast-track workers' applications for temporary residence permits due to the allegations of labor trafficking. But workers say they've gone back on that promise, leaving what could be hundreds of workers in limbo.
They kind of like changed their mind and they didn't give us like work permits. So we're here today to demand the open work permit and temporary residence is like 1 year for so we can live, so we can pay our rent, so we can buy food, and life is hard here and expensive. My name is Lamraoui Mohamed Amin. I'm Algerian. I'm 31 years old.
Lamraoui says he found Tresor on Facebook soon after coming to Canada as a tourist. For 3 months, he worked for New Rest in what he describes as an unsafe environment under difficult conditions, all on the promise of obtaining a Canadian work permit.
The first thing they said, okay, we're going to put you on the test probation. You're going to work. We're going to see your qualities, like your working skills. And afterwards, we're going to decide if we can give you a work permit or not. So I thought that it is in the law. You have like to do so. Like they know better than me since they are a credible agency and it's like a big company. I said, why not?
But Lemroy says the work permit he was promised never came. Now he's in Montreal with no job, no legal way to work, and no more promise of an open work permit from the IRCC. He's not alone. The Immigrant Worker Center says as many as 400 workers could have fallen prey to the scheme. One of those workers is Mohamed Amin Boumama, who came to Canada from Dubai with his wife and son. With a diploma and 15 years' experience as a chef, he was offered a job in Toronto, but says waiting for the paperwork was costing him a fortune.
Honestly, when I came to Toronto, and my statue is a tourist, okay? And I stayed there trying to find a job. I find a job. But the thing is, going through the process to make a LIMIA and to apply for a work permit, it's very long. And I have a child and a wife. And you know, the expenses here is too high. To support them, I can't do that. I mean, the rent in Toronto, I pay $2,750 per month.
That's when he turned to New Rest. But there, he ran into a new problem. Compensation was unpredictable, not taking into account overtime and changing week by week.
Normally, they were paying us, depending on hours, which is 40 hours a week, gives you a $610. But sometimes our weekly pay, which is always we work more than 40 hours, and sometimes we get less. Sometimes I get $480 because I even have the envelopes of the payment. I still keep them. Sometimes I get $480, sometimes it's $420, $450, something like that. Sometimes it's $610. $610 was the maximum, and they never give us whatever extra. They keep it, they say to you, all the next week you will get. But the next week, it was like many things happened after there's a conflict, and Trezor told us after we went there to get paid, they told us somebody stolen the computers and the money in all the envelopes has been stolen, and we cannot pay anybody. So from there, I have like almost, it's 2 weeks, plus I have the extra what I worked many days. It makes me almost 3 weeks of pay, which is I didn't get any of it.
Money isn't the only issue workers faced. One worker describes falling in the workplace. New Rest made him promise not to see a doctor or cause a fuss, he says. He then started wondering about his status, but when he spoke up, he was fired.
J'ai eu un accident de travail, donc je me suis tombé. Qu'est-ce qu'il m'a dit le directeur? Qu'est-ce que c'était ce directeur? Il m'a dit, monsieur Kader, il ne faut pas y aller à l'hôpital. Tu vas nous causer un problème. Là, j'ai compris que je me suis trahi. C'est là que je me suis senti que je me suis trahi dans cette installation. Il m'a dit, il ne faut pas y aller à l'hôpital, il ne faut même pas voir un docteur. Tu vas nous causer un problème. Donc, là, j'ai commencé de poser des questions. Est-ce que je suis légal ici au Canada? Et après ça, j'ai commencé de mettre la pression à l'administration. Au moins, un document officiel que je dois signer avec vous. 2 jours après, on m'a licencié directement.
The workers were supported on Tuesday by Katie Lelièvre of Quebec's CSN Union. She called the treatment of these workers, as well as temporary foreign workers, a form of institutionalized slavery.
On maintient de l'esclavage presque institutionnalisé dans notre province. On a des droits. On a des droits et libertés qu'on a enchâssés dans notre Constitution et de sciemment nos gouvernements permettent à des employeurs d'outrepasser ces droits-là. Tout le monde, tous les travailleurs au Québec devraient être égaux, qu'ils soient syndiqués ou non syndiqués, on a des droits. Cette injustice-là doit cesser.
Workers found another powerful ally, an NDP labor critic, Alexandre Boulris, MP for Rosemont La Petite Patrie. He was also outside Mark Miller's office Tuesday in support of the workers gathered there.
So we are here today because for us it's completely unacceptable that we have 2 class of workers in this country. Those people are in a precarious situation, so it's the open door for exploitation. They are not respected, they are not paid enough, they don't have a legal status, and they have been made promises by the agency that is hiring them, and also by the office of the immigration minister, Mark Miller, who is not fulfilling his promise to speed up the process of to deliver open permits for those workers.
Yeah, can you tell me about that? Because at the press conference that happened with these workers a few weeks ago, we were told that the minister had given these workers open work permits for a year because there were allegations of mistreatment and trafficking. Is that not actually happening on the ground? What are these workers seeing?
Like 6 months ago, via the agency, like 40 permits were given for those 300 workers, more or less 300. And after the meeting, only 7 open permits were delivered. Only 7. Mostly those who spoke at the press conference because they were in the media. But now they received another message that this process is now stopped and you will go with the normal one. The normal one is a broken one because it takes months and months to get it if you get it. And during that time, those workers are in a really dangerous situation. They are afraid to be deported. So they will accept almost anything from their employer, the agency. And this is completely unacceptable. We are in Quebec in 2023. Can we accept that those workers are exploited and work in the fear to be deported? This is not the kind of society that we want.
Yeah, a lot of the communique and the events put on by the Immigrant Workers Center and others in the sector really stress that Justin Trudeau promised to regularize the status of migrants. It's been years since that promise was made. We haven't seen any action. We just got an announcement, a federal announcement on immigration. There was no inclusion of that promise. What would you say to Prime Minister Trudeau about that issue in particular?
You know, fulfill your promises, you know, but he has an habit to not do so. Remember electoral reform, for example, or the environment. But this is a really important one. You know, only in Quebec we have almost 500,000 workers without, you know, a status or, that can provide them rights and good working condition. So it's a hypocrite, you know, position that the Liberals are taking. And I guess they are getting a lot of pressure from employers that are really happy to have those precarious workers that they can exploit. So and it's ridiculous because without them our economy would collapse and our healthcare system would collapse and our agriculture will collapse. But we don't want to see them. But my message is like Justin Trudeau, open your eyes, see them, give them a status and fulfill your promise.
Anything the government does to help these workers would be welcomed by Amin, who says he came to Canada to give his son a better life.
I want my son to have a good education. He grow up in a better place. He learn good things, which is when he grow, he can choose to where to go. He have the right to choose. But I don't want him to grow in a country which is doesn't give him anything. Honestly, he's not giving it.
IRCC has not immediately responded to a request for comment. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.